Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the unity of priesthood. Today's first reading from Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, gives us a hymn from heaven. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they will reign on earth. This is not referring to just clergy. We were all baptized into the priestly, prophetic, and royal ministry of Christ. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1591, explains, the whole church is a priestly people. Through baptism, all the faithful share in the priesthood of Christ. This participation is called the common priesthood of the faithful. Jesus is the high priest. With him, we should all be offering sacrifices for the sake of the kingdom. And we all have a ministry of praying and interceding for others, even tearfully at times, as we see Jesus doing in the gospel passage from Luke chapter 19, verses 41 through 44. With Jesus, we cry for those who are facing difficulties but have not yet turned their lives over to God. If you only knew what makes for peace, this priesthood of tears is a sharing in the passion of Christ. Paragraph 1547 of the Catechism says that the ministerial, or ordained, priests and the common, or lay, priesthood work together, each in its own proper way, in the one priesthood of Christ. Priests and laity are yoked together, and the yoke of Jesus is easy and light because the burden of the work is reduced when it's shared. When each of us, clergy and laity, together share our gifts and talents collaboratively, much more is accomplished and with greater energy than when we serve God separately. Vatican Council II restored the Church to this original vision of Christ and the Apostles and the new parishes they founded. Tragically, many of our parishes today lack the implementation of this vision. When ordained priests flourish in their ministries, empowering their parishioners to use their talents and skills in the church freely, the common priesthood of the laity flourishes, and the parish comes alive, donations increase, and much good is accomplished. Likewise, when the laity help their clergy by freeing them from the business of the church so they can thrive in their sacramental duties, the ministerial priesthood also flourishes. Most vocations to the priesthood come from the example of priests who are flourishing, and the new vocations that are most pastoral used to be laity who were empowered by their priests to come alive in the spirit of service. By working together in the priesthood of Christ, there is no vocation shortage. We might not have enough ordained priests to fill every parish, but our Lord is a God of sufficiency. He provides, not through individuals, but through community. He provides not through the clergy alone, but through community. Every need can be met if clergy and religious and laity serve in partnership, unified by the priesthood of Christ. Where there is insufficiency in getting the Lord's work done, it's because the laity have not yet fully accepted their own calling to ministry, and or their priests have not yet fully empowered them. Ordained priests are freer to carry out the mission of their holy orders when the laity are free to use, in collaboration with them, the gifts that God has given to them. The vocations of the laity are not only, as we've heard many years in a limiting way, the vocation of marriage and the vocation of living a chaste life as a single. The vocations of the laity are the rightful, empowered use of whatever their gifts and talents are for the sake of the church. Have you been praying for an increase in holy vocations? God is answering that prayer, and you are part of the solution. We cannot merely pray about it. God is tapping each of us on the shoulders and saying, "Okay, I'm calling you too. Get busy. Work with the rest of the priestly people."
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.